the Eric's Black Talon finally got it up in the air. It's, I don't know, like a mini drone, I guess you'd call it, because it's not a micro. It's not a nano. It's quite a bit small larger drone. Than that.
Do you know how heavy it is? Like, is it like
it doesn't have to be
500
licensed.
Grams or something?
It's not,
oh, no,
no,
it's nothing like that. I don't
grams.
Have a scale here on the set with us today.
It's light.
Did we weigh it?
It's light. Very, very light.
It's like, can I play around with it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah. I did. This was the first time, because it has a built-in 720p camera with FPV.
So, oh, so you can definitely see what's going on.
You can, but I've flown with the screen on the hand controller as we did on the Drone Zone.
Yeah.
But I've never flown with the virtual reality goggles. First time.
Do you feel
how
sick?
Was
or
it?
How was it?
It was really cool.
Really?
It was neat. Yeah.
Do you
want to see?
Did you feel like you were flying? Oh, yeah, I'd love
yes.
to see a clip.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see this guy.
Check this out. I was there with my. I was in the field with my 9-year-old son Zach, and he was doing some film work for me. But then he wanted to try them on as well. So here's our reactions to the Eric's Black Talon.
Okay, I'm in the air. Whoa. Oh man, how far am I, Zach? This is really weird.
Not very far.
Oh man, I'm looking at myself. Oh, that is cool.
I want you to fly soon with me with the virtual.
Whoa, where's it going? I think the wind just caught it, but this is weird because I'm seeing it from the drone's view, not from my own eyes.
Well, you're seeing it from your own eyes.
Can you see the drone through the camera?
Not really.
Okay. So, first time in the air. Whoa.
I'm just pointing at... I'm pointing at the drone.
Okay.
But you cannot see it. I can't see it.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back toward us.
And then I'm going to put on the VR.
I'm kind of... Whoa, how close am I? Whoa, this is trippy. I find I'm moving my head with the drone.
But you're not.
No, I am.
Oh.
I'm looking up and down with my eyes. I'm afraid to get any kind of acceleration or speed because there's a little, it's not like a latency, there's a little bit of a choppiness, but the clarity is really good. And obviously I am flying this with just my cell phone and these goggles. That's cool, Zach.
I'd like to try. I don't think you should go and much further.
Am I pretty far?
Yes.
See, I see what the drone sees, so to me it just feels like I'm there.
You're flying.
Yeah.
You're a Superman.
I know I'm not moving very, very fast because I'm a little nervous to... I'm moving really slow, aren't I?
No. That's pretty fast.
I got a little nervous there because I did kind of take off. Wow. That was really, really cool. Okay, you want to try holding
yes.
the... you want to put the headset on?
Yes.
Okay, Zach is going to... My camera guy today is going to try on the headset. So put those on. And can you see just a bunch of grass right now?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now I feel like I can fly because I feel like I can see the drone. Okay, so I was moving pretty slowly. How does that feel, Zach? You're looking all around. You've got your... You're looking at the sky with your head. Isn't that trippy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try one of the faster modes.
Lagging.
Getting a bit of lag?
Yeah. I hear it.
It's nice that the FPV works so well.
Frames per second?
Nope, that is first person view. So the virtual reality headset
you said
that you're wearing?
FPS.
No, FPV. So FPV. Now let's try the altitude hold, which is really impressive for a drone that doesn't have a GPS. That's amazing.
Wait, what?
Altitude hold means it stays in the same position. So look at that. Now the wind is taking it away, but the altitude is staying the same. I'm not touching the...
I'm
only touching
the... I feel like I can scratch my nose, but then I hit screen.
So altitude hold works surprisingly well for one without a GPS.
Did you fly it right over my head?
Yep. What do you think, Zach?
Good.
Pretty cool, eh? This is a good little play-around flyer. There she is, the Black Talon from Eric's Drones. Nice little flyer. It was a lot of fun to fly, actually. Cool.
Just want to reach out and touch it through the VR.
Such a neat experience. Oh, wow. I'm really going to enjoy that. Have you ever flown with goggles?
No, because, again, I do like the commercial stuff where we aren't really allowed to.
Okay.
But I have a few friends that love drone racing.
Oh, yeah.
And
racing? Like, if all three of us got one of these things,
going out like 200 miles an hour.
I would want to go somewhere where you could, like, go, like, check out caves or check something out where you couldn't actually go personally, right? Like, get all up in the weird crevices in a cave without crashing your drone.
Sure.
Not good.
I'd love to get good enough at it that you could set up obstacle courses and things you see.
It'd be like Red Bull Air Race, like the little pylons and stuff.
Let's do that. Category 5 Air Race.